Welcome to Spiritually Naked, where physical and non-physical worlds collide, offering a refreshing concoction of optimism and realism. It's time to strip down the barriers of limiting beliefs to master the art of manifestation and synchronized living. Everything you need to live an inspired, awakened life is within your grasp. Start creating the life you desire today with Spiritually Naked as your guide to simplifying complicated issues for real life change. Now here are your hosts, Steve and Stephanie Banks.
Hello everyone, thank you for joining us today on Spiritually Naked. I am your host, Stephen Banks, and I'm here with my partner and co-host, Stephanie Banks, who in the second portion of our program will channel a collective consciousness named Solomon, who are here to deliver their multidimensional perspectives on all the questions we have about our lives. Today on our program we have with us Lisa Meisels. Lisa is a coach, speaker, best-selling author, dietitian, nutritionist, founder of Femana, and creator of popular programs like the Body Balance System. As a reconnection catalyst, she helps women get in tune with their body and their true self so they have the energy, confidence, courage, and mindset they need to stop hiding, be visible, and shine, making a big impact in the world. Well, thank you, Lisa, for joining us here today. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to do this whole process.
Absolutely. I'm excited to have you too. I love the I love your whole concept. I love your approach. I love the fact that you're helping women, and I know that there's men out there that are listening as well that are probably asking, well, why limit it to women? But I think that somebody has to do that, and I think somebody has to do that with men. So I'm excited to hear about your approach.
Well, it's true. As I was reading about your work as well, being a male and being a male, you know, experiencing the spiritual transition and the awakening and this kind of thing, I always understand what you're saying when you're focusing on women's energy and women's growth. But I do think that I would benefit from that as well, just by being, you know, participant in those things.
Right. And the reason I focus, I know I have a lot of men that are interested in what I'm doing. And you know, my husband keeps saying, why limit it to women? Just keep it open. But I feel personally at this time in my life, I am very connected to being in that flow energy, which is what I know. And so I feel like I could just understand women better from my perspective at this point. Not to say that I wouldn't help men, because I certainly would. I just haven't worked with a lot of men on this, on what I do, I think.
So I'm curious, do you find that there's some commonalities amongst women, things that create more stress than others? Have you found anything that surprised you that causes stress in the life of women?
Well, women, I've realized that there's a lot of very similar things for both men and women, actually. But for women, we don't feel heard. That's a big one. And women tell me that they feel judged when they're afraid to be themselves, because they feel like they're being judged, or they feel like they're going to be foolish. And so I think those are two big things that limit the visibility part, and that cause stress, because if you can't be yourself, who are you being?
Mm-hmm. And I can relate to that. I can relate to that through my profession outside of this profession. I am a co-owner of a landscape company with my brother. And there's definitely a difference in how he's treated by our staff, as well as our clients, to how I'm treated. And that doesn't mean that I'm mistreated in any way. I'm treated with the utmost respect most of the time. But there are certain things that happen to me personally at work that probably never happen at my brother's, in his position as a male. Yeah. And I think that comes down to just the difference between men and women. So how do you approach that then? How do you help women deal with that?
Well, what I do is, I have about 25 years in the health and wellness field, helping people have a better quality of life. I think that's really my focus, is to have a better quality of life. And so I realized that it really comes down to a few different areas. Focusing first on the body, because if our foundation and our house, our vessel, you know, that we are in and on this earth isn't sound, then we're distracted. So getting your body feeling healthy so that you have the energy to do what you want to do. And a lot of the women I work with have this big mission and they want to get it out there. But if they don't feel good, if they're sick, a lot of that has to do with the mindset and the spiritual stuff. But for me, that comes later in the next few steps, because getting really clear in the balancing your feeling balanced in your body, getting all the functions working, getting everything realigned is really important, decreasing the amount of symptoms that you have so you can feel good. And from there, then we move into facing the mindset that people have, like the I'm not good enough, or I should or I shouldn't, or this is good or this is bad, that really keeps them stuck. And we have, you know, we have all these stories that have been brought down to us from our authority figures, our parents, and we have these things that are true. But we have the choice, actually, to create our own reality. And a lot of the limitations that we have, a lot of the limitations that keep us stuck, that keep us sick, are really just our thought or perception of how things need to be, and they limit us. And so, you know, that you can, from your thought, you can really make a difference. In fact, we're finding that you can make a difference in your genetics, in your genetic makeup. So we used to think that if you were sick, if your parents were sick or your grandparents had, you know, chronic illness like diabetes or heart disease, that you were bound to get it. That's what we used to think. But we now know that that's not true. We know that through the study of something called epigenetics, which is the study of how things, how our genes express, we know that we have the ability to change the way our genes express through things like diet, lifestyle, and thought. I don't know if you know who Bruce Lipton is, but he's a very internationally recognized stem cell biologist who studies. He's been working on this idea that the genes and the DNA can actually be manipulated, and our perceptions can override what's in our body right now, just with our thoughts. So the thought piece is really, really important. But we have to have the foundation of the body to get it where you can deal with your discomfort and start to become the opposite of overwhelmed. So you become calm and peaceful and less stressed. Then we can move into the mindset piece, where we really have the ability to change our genes and how they express, and change the way that our body, reverse the illness, reverse the inflammation in our body. I worked with this one girl. She was young. She was about 23, and she was in the emergency room like 2 times a week. Wow. Because she had digestive issues and, you know, cramping and back pain. And it was so bad that it sent her to the emergency room. And so we worked together, and she came to me because she had been to a lot of doctors and nobody could figure out what was wrong. And, you know, they give her medication and that kind of helped, but not really. And she really wanted to figure out what was going on, because she was only 23. She wasn't able to go out and socialize with her friends because of her, you know, her illness, and her, you know, she didn't know if she was going to get sick or, you know, have to go to the bathroom when she went out to eat with her friends. So she just wanted to be a normal 23-year-old, right? So we worked together on a protocol that I use called Leap Therapy, which actually identifies and decreases elimination in the body. Inflammation in the body. And we worked together on that protocol to get her feeling better and get her digestive symptoms relieved and start reversing the inflammation. So she felt good. But when we started working on this, the next step with the mindset piece was really interesting because she found that she had a lot of past issues that she really hadn't been aware of that were affecting her thoughts and her perceptions about herself and the choices that she was making, which was causing some blockages in her emotional and physical body. So our physical body is really just a symptom of our thoughts. And that's what they're finding in the medical model. I mean, the medical model, they're finding that the things that, you know, going back to how we used to do things, the spirituality and the thoughts and the energy, and these are the things that are missing out of our medical model that they're that actually physicians are going back to. And it makes sense because when we look at what's affecting our physical body, it really goes back to how we think about life. And it goes even further than that. I mean, I think it's really, really important to be present and to not think about the future, which causes us to worry. Our, you know, if we're thinking about the future, we're always worried and we're making up stories that we don't want to happen. We're making up stories and we're spinning in that mindset. And when we're in the past, we're thinking about, well, I should have done this or I shouldn't have done this or this was good or this was bad, and always judging the past. And both of those, past and future, cause stress. Those cause stress in our thoughts. And stress in our thoughts cause stress in our body, which causes inflammation, which causes disease. And it can go the other way as well. So, you know, it's really important. I love to look at animals because animals are the perfect example of being present and just living in the moment. You know, if you see a cat is just sleeping when it wants to sleep, stretching out in the sun when it wants to feel good. You know, a dog is running around chasing birds if that's what it wants to do, or laying down, or, you know, wagging its tail or whatever. So they are in the present moment. I love to look at animals because they're just such a great example of just being, right? And that's what we want to get back to, is just being. And so anyway, back to my story about this 23-year-old girl. She started to really shift when she started to understand herself more and become aware of her thoughts and how they were affecting her. And from there, she really noticed that her relationships improved. I mean, in all areas of her life. She had a strained relationship with her parents, with her mom, in fact, most importantly. And that relationship became more supportive and loving as she began to accept herself better. So it's just a really interesting example of how things can blossom when we really look inward. And so her sense of acceptance within the whole world shifted, and she was able to be that 23-year-old girl that she wanted to be again. She finally felt well. She understood her past. She started connecting more with her heart, which is the next step of what I do in my process. And I mean, it's really so exciting to see that this works.
I agree.
So yeah. Exciting to see that.
Well, last night we went to a heart math seminar, which, as I'm sure you're well aware, you know, based on the ideas and concepts that you're talking about. And you know, reiterated for me anyways a lot of things that we talk about and that we teach and that I'm still learning, and that it does come back to yourself. It's all about how you treat yourself, how you love yourself, how you don't love yourself, how you see yourself is how you then represent yourself. And to me, that's what you're putting out, and then that's what you're going to receive back.
Yeah, absolutely. It's it's always the reflection is what we receive based on our inner feelings and our thoughts. And what I'm curious about, Lisa, is so I agree with you 100%. Everything that you said, I've experienced in my life and I'm learning now. And like you said, there's further steps yet to talk about. And that's an amazing story about your friend. But how did you discover the truth of this? Like for me, I discovered it through Stephanie's accident and started becoming aware through her channeling. But for yourself, how did you become aware of all of this?
I became aware of all of this through, I'll start at the beginning and it'll be a short story, I promise. But I was kind of always a misfit growing up. I was, I like to do my own thing, which, you know, is not popular. You got to run with the crowd, right? And so I always wanted to be that popular, you know, with the popular kids and hang out with the group of girls. And, you know, and so every day I would bend just a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more so that I would be what I thought people wanted me to be. And, you know, as I grew up, and became an adult, I had all these stressors that happened. You know, I got through my degree, I got my, had a good job, got married, had kids, and then, you know, all the stressors of life began and I started getting sick a lot and I started being, you know, I couldn't lose the weight I lost with my children when I was pregnant with them. I had no energy. I was exhausted and I was depressed. And I just remember thinking, there's got to be more to life than this. You know, we were taught that health and wellness means diet and exercise. And I was eating right and I was exercising. So I was like, what's going on? So that kind of led me, down the road to opening to think there's got to be more and what am I missing? And one day when I came across, I had a heated argument with my then husband, my now ex-husband, and I came across this journal that, I had written in high school. And when I read through the answers to the questions, it was an assignment where we were asked really deep questions like, what is the meaning of life? You know, what do you want out of life? What do you think your future holds? What do relationships mean? Who are you? Those kind of questions. And as I read through them, I mean, I still feel like, I can still feel it in my heart right now. But as I read through those questions, I just kind of, it was like, I dropped to my knees and I, out of disappointment and anger and remorse, kind of those feelings, because I realized that I hadn't been true to myself. That I had been dimming myself to be what everybody else wanted me to be or what I thought everybody else wanted me to be. And that I had been cheating myself. And that really, that day that I found that journal really changed my life. And, I wanted to get back to knowing who I was. And I knew that was the answer somehow. So that kind of sent me on a whole big, growth trip, personal growth and also professional. I started learning about integrative and functional nutrition and, you know, a lot of honing in some other nutrition skills, but also really learning about metaphysics and how we fit into the world and just really digging in on that stuff. And I, you know, I knew there was more and I needed to keep looking. And then, about 10 years later, I found the leak therapy protocol and I thought, this is it. This is the key. And it is part of the key. It is part of the key, but it wasn't the key.
What is that? I'm curious. Do you mind just telling us a little bit about that while we're on it?
Sure. What do you want to know?
I want to know what it is.
Oh, with leak therapy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, sure. So LEAP therapy is, it stands for lifestyle, eating, and performance. And honestly, I don't know why they named it that, but it is a nutrition protocol. It's not based on any like, supplements or shakes or anything like that. It's specifically a nutrition protocol that helps to reset your immune system and helps to heal your gut and helps to decrease your symptoms. So it's getting rid of inflammation by healing your gut, because what happens is our body starts attacking itself. In fact, there is a hugely rising percentage of autoimmune disease in the world, and especially for women. And autoimmune disease is where your body starts attacking itself. And it's like rheumatoid arthritis, where you end up having joint pain and crippling joints, and or multiple sclerosis, where your body doesn't work well anymore. So these things are autoimmune related, and LEAP therapy can actually help you to decrease the inflammation, to either reverse that process if you're currently diagnosed with a problem, or to prevent those problems from happening. And autoimmune disease can be brewing in your body for up to like 9-10 years before you actually have a diagnosis. So people go to the doctor, they have symptoms, they go to the doctor and they're hurting and they don't feel good, and they have headaches or digestive issues, or they're just super fatigued, and doctors run tests and they do procedures and check out your gut, and nothing's showing signs, because we don't know how to look for inflammation. But what this LEAP therapy does is it uses a blood test that tests the 150 different foods and chemicals, and it's testing your body's release of pro-inflammatory chemicals. Hmm. So we know that something is causing inflammation if those chemicals are released into the body. Those chemicals get released, they circulate in the body, and then they cause pain. They cause you to have pain. They can settle on joints and in different organs. And that's where the process of inflammation causing the chronic illness happens. So LEAP therapy is a 6-day protocol where we really look at what's not causing you to have pro-inflammatory chemicals released. So we get rid of the hyperimmune state in your body, and that's how it resets the immune system. Yeah. So it's a really great process. It helps to get rid of symptoms within mostly a week. Sometimes it takes up to 10 days, wow. But usually within 10 days, you're symptom free.
Does it help with, here I am announcing my own personal problems to the world, but I know it's a big problem for a lot of people, in particular women, is candida. Does it work with candida?
Yeah, it does help with candida. I mean, you have to look at, like, always going back to what is the root problem. So what is the root problem and why are you getting that? And just off the top of my head, my thought would be that your gut biome, the bacteria in your gut is off. And so helping, changing some of your eating habits and changing, I'll tell you that everything in our environment, internally and externally, affect our gut biome. And they're finding that 99% of our DNA is in our gut. And so the inside the bacteria. And so our bacteria is like, they're considering it another organ. It's really, really important to have a balanced gut bacteria. It can affect your moods. It can affect your personality. It can affect your illness. So looking at how you're eating and what your environment is and what you might be missing or what might be happening. And a lot of times candida is stress related. And it could be also that the stress is causing problems with your balancing of your gut biome. So, yeah,
there's so many components.
As eating, yeah.
Right. Like you say,
I'm sorry, say that again.
Well, there's just always so many components.
Right.
To health.
Right. Well, especially if you take into account that your environment, I didn't realize that your environment affects your digestive enzymes that way. And I didn't realize that it had such a high impact on our lives. So I appreciate that information.
Yeah, it's amazing how much, I mean, stress, if you just look at stress itself, there's internal and external stress. So we have the external stress, like we're in our day to day, we're required to be on all the time, right? We're required to be, I mean, people sleep with their cell phones next to their bed.
Yes.
And how do you get good sleep if you're anticipating a call, or if you hear a message go off, you know, and you're thinking about what that might be, or you wake up to look at it? I mean, if somebody texts you and they don't, you don't text back right away, they might think that, you know, there's something wrong. I remember when texting first started, my daughter was dating, and she was, you know, she had texted somebody, and she's like, "Mom, he's not answering." And I'm like, "Well, how long ago?" She's like, "It's been an hour." Oh my gosh, you know?
An hour can be a long time when you're infatuated with someone.
Totally. Totally is. Well, I'm sorry to cut you guys off, Lisa, but we're out of time for this portion of the program.
It goes by so fast.
Oh my goodness.
But I want to give you the opportunity, and you will again later, to provide our audience with your website and where to find you and this kind of information.
Oh, sure. Yeah. So my website is themana.com. So it's F as in female, E, M as in man, A, N, N, A. So one man, two Nancy's, I say, M-A-N-N-A, themana.com. And I have a lot of information on the website. There's a lot of information in the blog post. It's pretty clear they're kind of separated out. So I think that would be helpful. And there's also a free gift on my website. It's called the Rejuvenation Kit, and it's a really great program that you get for free. And you have the option of getting email support and meditations and recipes and things like that. So, yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's great. I did a little perusing of it and looking forward to diving into it a little bit more. So,
absolutely.
Awesome.
Well, thank you so much. Awesome. And everyone stay tuned for the next portion of our program where Lisa Solomon and myself will explore the unknown.
Hey, I'll be there too.
Stephanie will be there in the background listening. Well, stay tuned.
It is our pleasure to be here again with you, all of you, in all avenues, all individual aspects of your reality, while co-creating a collective community, a collective energetic force that derives from the same creative source that many of you call source creation. It is our pleasure to be here to greet you, to participate in your experiences. We thank you for allowing these exchanges to come into fruition, to be part of our experience, to be part of your experience as we work together to assist you on your journeys, to remind you of why you are here, to encourage you to be receptive to ideas that may or may not, let's say, enable you to reach a more fulfilling potential that many of you crave to do. So we thank you for allowing these exchanges to happen. We acknowledge the trust that goes along with these relationships, let's say. For many of you, this is a new concept. This is a new idea. This is a new experience. So we congratulate you on opening yourselves up to such ideas. We acknowledge that it can be, let's say, scary at times to participate in experiences that you may not have participated in before, but this expands your experience. This expands your soul. This expands your spirit. This reaches into another dimension, let's say. So kudos to you. We would like to offer this as an opportunity to ask questions that you may have pertaining to whatever it is that pleases you. We are here to answer the questions that you may have.
Well, thank you again so much for being here with us, Solomon. It is always a great pleasure and a great learning and expansive experience. Lisa, if you would like to ask Solomon anything you would like, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I have a few questions. And I'll just start by I had a meditation the other, a couple weeks ago, and I got from the meditation that we are all here to raise the consciousness of the planet, increase the vibration of the planet, and the way that we do that is by being our unique self. And I wanted to know if that is the purpose for us being here, or if you have another idea.
In a very simplistic form, yes. And this is how we like to address life, the wholeness of it, is through a simplistic idea, through bringing all of the conjurings of the mind, all of the logistics of the mind, all of the calculations of the mind, and boil them down into simplistic ideas. Simplistically speaking, you are all here collectively, jointly, together as one, as you have chosen to be, to move through the trials and tribulations that life has to offer, to allow you the opportunity to look at life from many different perspectives for the purpose of aligning yourself back into the divine portion of who you are. Removing yourself from the, let's say, physical attributes of life at times for the purpose of seeing the picture as a whole. For seeing the potential in all situations, one must step back a little bit from the scene to be able to look at it clearer, to be able to allow ideas to flow freely through oneself without judgment, without misinterpretation based on the ego self. You have all come into the idea of physicality knowing the purpose of your lives. Each and every one of you has a different set of potentials, let's say, based on your personal experiences, based on your environments, as you were mentioning earlier. But as a whole, you are here solely to work together, to move together, to love together, to create together, to be unified, to be one. Not to be separated, but to be unified. Does this make sense?
Yeah, totally makes sense. To me. So we're all here. My understanding is we are all souls of grace. Like when we're born, we're pure. We're the purest version of ourselves. That's my understanding. And then the purpose of our life is to follow the guidance and share our unique gifts and, or just, you know, be, like I said before. So then if the purpose of moving through the struggles of life and the separation of God as we go through from baby to adult, or from a state of pureness to remembering who we are again, if the purpose is to have the many experiences, why do we not remember? Or why do we have to go through? I don't understand. If you can explain, not why we have to go through the struggle, because I understand that it's the experiences that we're getting out of it. But what does that give us? Because we don't remember if we come back to Earth and are born purely. We don't remember that. So can you talk about that?
We understand where you're going with this question. And we also acknowledge that many of you have the same thoughts, the same feelings. Why make life so difficult? Why do we do this to ourselves? Why do we have to experience such harshness to experience the idea of love? It is simply the way you chose to do it. It is simply an experience. It is simply to allow the human that you are to experience dark times, as you would call them, although from this realm, from this reality, they are not so dark. They just appear to be dark through the layers of the emotional being that you are. Nonetheless, for sake of clarity, as a human being, they appear to be dark times. And you've created these situations to allow yourself the potential, the opportunity to still be able to recognize the light. There is a great accomplishment in this from a physical sense, from a non-physical sense, from a collective sense, from a whole sense of being. Life is eternal. Experiences create curiosities. Experiences create the imaginative abilities of the consciousness to create lives, to create experiences, to create feelings, to create abundance, to create harshness, to create all of the potentials of life. It is simply to experience as much as you possibly can experience. Life is infinite. This does not mean that as a collective group, as a species, that this will be the case for all eternity. That too would become boring. That too would become mundane. So it is simply to keep the spark alive, so to speak. Does this help?
Yeah, no, that totally helps. And a question that I have is, from what I am understanding, it's from my viewpoint of life and understanding of that, it seems to me that joy is love. Joy and love are the keys to an effortless life, so to speak. The keys to being who we are supposed to be. What are some ways that people can kind of glide through life in joy and love and not get stuck in the clutter of life, quote unquote?
Joy and bliss and peace are a byproduct to alignment with one's higher self, with source creation, with all beings, with oneself. Joy and bliss become part of the experience when an individual is accepting of who they really are. As simple as that may sound, this is really how it is.
Mm-hmm.
When one is happy within, when one is feeling at peace within, when one is accepting of one's attributes, physical and non-physical, when one is in tune with their being, this is where bliss and happiness and joy come into play. Now, how do you do that? This becomes the next question. That's all fine and dandy to say, be who you are. But for many of you, this is not so easy. You've forgotten who you are based upon other experiences that affect your own experience, which really is the entirety of your experience. The ideas of others, the thoughts of others that are inflicted upon your own creative self, let's say. This becomes part of who you are. Who everybody else is around you infuses into your own being. Being conscious of that, being aware of that, is the first step to allowing oneself to recreate who they are based on what feels right, based on what brings happiness, based on what allows imagination to flow into that being, into that person, based upon the passions that ignite creativity within that person. It really simply comes back to being who you are, being in tune with who you are, having the willingness to begin to know oneself from a very holistic level. Does this make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. And I can feel when I can definitely feel when I'm in flow, and I kind of tell people it's like following the breadcrumbs, and the breadcrumbs are where you feel like you're being guided to, where it feels the best. So where you feel in alignment with yourself and with, like you were saying, your creativity and your happiness, that is the space of being and who you are.
This is what begins to happen once one takes the steps in that direction. Again, this is a offshoot, a, let's say, consequence in your vocabulary. Consequence has a somewhat negative connotation. In this case, it does not to us. We're simply saying that once one begins to take the steps into attuning with who they are and accepting of that attunement, not being fearful of it, rather being joyful for it, allowing the heart to open to it, to the expansion that happens as a result of that attunement. A consequence of that is the doubts, the fears are released. They will always come back. There will always be doubts and fears, at least for quite a long time, as the potentials are being read now as a human being on Earth. Yet the idea is when these fears and doubts creep into play, they are greeted and met with love as opposed to anger, as opposed to resentment, as opposed to, let's say, looking at these experiences as a negative blockage that has put itself in your path. Allowing yourself to feel as though you are water moving around these obstacles, around these barriers. Acknowledging them not so much as barriers as rather something that will have the potential to move you further along your spiritual path much quicker, based upon your perception of those experiences. We digress slightly from your original question, yet we feel that this is important at this time to recognize that the perception of one's life, the perception of one's experience, really is what determines the outcome of that experience. And understanding also that there really is no such thing as one particular outcome. Life is ever expanding. There's no finiteness to any experience. So moving along the path, following your own cookie crumbs, really as a result of how fine-tuned you are to your own intuitive self, that part of you which has no judgment, that part of you that just simply knows which direction to go.
Yeah, it's interesting that the feeling of the knowingness is so clear when you know. It's not a question. It's just a knowing. It's an instant knowing. Interesting. Thank you for that. Maybe you could speak up. You could speak to the idea of healing, the miracle of healing instantaneously. What needs to come together in order for that to happen?
In one word, ultimate compassion and love for oneself. That is more than one word. Yes, we acknowledge that. One long word that if you say it very, very quickly, it becomes one word.
Oh, that's funny.
Essentially, it is the alignment to oneself, pure, unobstructed alignment to the spiritual aspect of oneself. Removing the barriers, removing the doubts, removing the fears, removing the layers of the subconscious, tapping purely into the divine creative source where all of you reside on some level. In this place, in this space, there is no disease. There is no illness. There is no such thing as misalignment. This is a physical attribute. So to reach that point of healing, spontaneous healing, let's say, miraculous healing, it results from an energetic shift that in turn affects the physical body instantly. Healing does not need to take months or years. As a matter of fact, it really shouldn't take months or years. We understand that it is difficult to maneuver through all the stages of healing in one instant, but this does not to say that it is not possible. And as many of you have seen and experienced through the stories of others or yourselves, it is possible to reach that ultimate state of healing in a moment, in an instant. Oftentimes, it does take months for the body, the physical body, to catch up with that healing aspect of the self, the divine aspect of the self that knows that it has reached a healing state. There is an agreement, let's say, between the physical body, the mind, the soul, that healing has occurred. Yet the physical body lags to a certain degree based on the time-space reality that you're in. It must catch up with the idea of healing. This is more often the case than a sudden state of perfection within the physical body. Yet there is a knowing that this is the direction that the entire self is moving into. Does this make sense?
Yes, it does make sense. So what would you suggest for us humans is the best way to start to move into alignment?
To begin to recognize the fears that exist within. To stop pushing them under the countertop, let's say. To stop ignoring the fact that they exist. To stop pretending that you're all perfect. You know that you're all perfect. But there's a difference between acting in such a way and actually knowing this perfection. For many of you, it is just an act. For the rest of the world to see, missing the crucial element that it is more important for you to know, for you to experience, for you to feel your own perfection. To do this, you need to, at some point, rehash some past experiences that may be lurking around the corner, hiding out in your subconscious, in the security of the subconscious. Playing tricks and games. This again does not need to be a long drawn out process. We've talked about this in other channels. It is simply the idea of moving through those experiences for the allowing of recreating them. You can still recreate your past. You don't have to live in that state of confusion. You don't have to live in that state of fear that those experiences have affected you permanently. There's nothing permanent about existence. It's ever expanding if you allow it to be. This is just one of many aspects of being a human being. Living from a state of divinity, living through a state of acceptance of yourself and others. Living from a state of pure compassion for yourself and others. Doing what makes you happy. Life is meant to be fun. Life is meant to be exciting. Life is not a trap. It can be for many of you, but it doesn't have to be. This is just an experience that you may be choosing to partake in, but perhaps it's time to change that. Perhaps it's time to open up that door and move through it and find another one. Experience life. Have fun with life. This is really what we're here to help you with. To bring back the idea of simplicity, to bring back the idea of love and joy, to bring back the idea of happiness, to bring back the idea of being inspired, being empowered. Does this help?
Yes, it does help. And it makes me feel like I am on the right track with what I'm doing. So thank you for the confirmation.
Thank you for the confirmation. Because you are living confirmation to others. This is how many of you learn. Through experiencing the lives of others. Others will be looking to many of you who are on the right path. Yes, there will be hiccups. There will be times of doubt. There will be times of fear. There will be, yes. But for those of you who have felt the idea, who have experienced the idea of wholeness, of manifestation, of synchronized living, you are then able to express to those around you these ideas more clearly and accurately based on your own experience with them. So congratulations to you for moving through your lives to get to this point. How exciting is that? How moving is that? How exhilarating is that? Now, one can have the same kind of feeling of exhilaration and be at a completely different point in their own journey, in their own spiritual awakening, let's say. Exhilaration is exhilaration. Inspiration is inspiration. Passion is passion. Joy is joy. Happiness is happiness. You will all experience these things slightly differently based on your own situations, based on your own circumstance, but the feeling is the same. This is what brings you together, the shared feeling. This is unity. This is unification. This is collective living. This is sharing. This is loving. This is compassion at its finest.
Sure is.
Do we have time for one more question?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. I feel like I am meant to be a leader of out there in public with leading people. I'm assuming women, that's where I'm headed. How, I have an idea of how I can be of best service, but maybe you can help me understand how I can be of best service.
You are a leader. You have already assumed that role. This is not something that you need to strive for. This is something you need to enjoy being in that role of guidance, of leadership, of helping others coordinate their lives in such a way to reach the same kind of understanding, the same kind of knowings. Your path is ever evolving. You're on a roll. You are rolling out your own red carpet that others are walking on, that others are feeling the grace of their own beauty as they tread upon it. You are leading the way. We do not need to give you any advice on how to do that. We would be interfering with your own role. Keep on trucking, as they say.
Great. Perfect. Awesome. That is awesome.
We thank you for this exchange. We thank you for this communication. We thank you for this mutual trust and understanding. We thank you for your love, your gratitude. We honor and appreciate all of you. We look forward to our next exchange, our next energetic exchange. We look forward to meeting with you again as we explore the ideas of being a human being and being a spiritual being. Until then, we say thank you.
Thank you, Solomon.
Thank you.
Well, that was an interesting session.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was. And for me, as a, you know, a bystander, I'm just listening and feeling the energy is that everything he was saying, like answering your questions right off the hop, I felt that he was basically describing everything that you're doing from based on what I learned about you already. So that was pretty fascinating. Yeah. Hey, Steph, welcome
back.
Yeah,
that was really good confirmation. That's kind of what I felt too. That's why it's like, thank you for the confirmation, because this is what I am. Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely got the thumbs up. Yeah.
Totally. That's what I was feeling as well. And I was hoping you were picking that up. That's why I brought it up, because they were basically saying you're on it. And you're doing a great job. Nice work, Lisa.
Yay.
Sometimes I wonder where the words come from, like keep on trucking.
I know. I think they're pulling it from my mind.
I think they're just playing.
Yeah, they're
yeah,
fine,
I think
sure.
It's playful.
Yeah, it
I
is.
I think it's playfulness, and I think it's the words that maybe they think we didn't recognize.
Well, I think they see it as we would find it humorous, because mm-hmm.
right.
I know they would know
right.
I find that humorous. I'm like, yeah, you know, yeah. It's pretty interesting that way.
Yeah, so this is like more beings of the higher realm, not just one. Mm-hmm. It sounds like.
Yeah, and if you listen carefully, so from what we know about all of this is. There's a collective consciousness of, we don't know exactly how many, but thousands of beings participating in the communication. And Solomon had the closest physical connection to Stephanie through a parallel life that they had lived together. So he had the, well, for whatever reason, based on that idea, he volunteered to translate through Stephanie. So that's really what's going
okay.
on. And the interesting thing
okay.
that I found is sometimes Solomon will say I, but most of the time he'll say we. So it's interesting
yeah.
how every now and then you get actually Solomon's perspective. And I find that interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very interesting.
So,
okay, great.
Go ahead, Steph.
I just wanted to come back to the conversation with Solomon a little bit. And for me anyways, and this was a question that Lisa asked me during a break, was, you know, how aware I am of the conversations. And I'm just as aware of them as anyone else. I'm participating in it from the same kind of, let's say, bystander level. And even though a lot of what I'm hearing is ideas that I'm familiar with and that I feel like I live by, there's just something in the way they say it that really like drives it home.
It is, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's the simplicity. And as someone mentioned earlier, the pace of which they speak, like it just really allows the time to absorb.
And just the love, you know, the unbiased, the unconditional, the non-judgmental love that just is... to a certain degree, almost impossible to find in a human being. And it's nothing against human beings. It's just the way we are. Like everything we do has some sort of judgment attached to it for the most part, whether we know it or not. So being able to communicate with our friends, let's say on the other side, that are there solely to support us, regardless of what we're doing, whether we think of it as being negative or not, they don't look at it that way. It's just all an experience that's happening, and it's part of our experience, and we have to love. Well, we don't have, that's me talking. They would never say you have to do anything, but I'm going to say we have to, like embrace all those aspects of ourselves, all those experiences, all those situations, all those circumstances, no matter how they may appear to be.
Right. And I loved what they said about not pushing things. Not pushing the experiences, the ones that we consider negative, that we label negative, not pushing them under the rug or under the countertop.
Or something
like that. You know, and I thought that was funny, but it's true, because if we can allow those feelings, those emotions, those things that we label negative or bad to flow through us, they're gone. And I had an experience the other day that was like that. I was not paying attention when I was driving, and there was a stop, you know, person walking up ahead with a stop sign. So it was not very visible. And I had to slam on my brakes, and some papers that I had went all over the floor of the car, and they were, you know, all out of order. And I started to get like, you know how you do when you're driving, and I stopped, and I was kind of like, I was observing, and I thought, now, what is really going on here? What's really going on, if I'm honest with myself, is that I wasn't paying attention. But what I'm doing is I'm blaming somebody else so that I could feel better. But what's really happening is I'm angry, and that's not making me feel better. And so when I looked at it through that, it just kind of went away. It was like a nothing. It was really neat.
Well, and that's so like that. This came up last night in this heart math evening. It's, you know, we can't control everything that happens around us. And, you know, mm-hmm. I think at one point in time in this spiritual journey of my own, I felt like we could, but I've sort of surpassed that feeling and now have a better comprehension that, and a lot of it through Solomon as well, is bringing into my ideas and my concepts anyways, that we are going to be impacted by the experiences of others, and that we really don't have as much control over as we think. But what we do have control over is how we respond to them or how we react to them. Mm-hmm. To me, a reaction is always coming from that place of the ego, whereas a response is coming from the place of that divine part of us that comes from love. And that's where we have control.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's exactly what I believe.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Well, sorry, guys, we're out of time for today. Lisa, if you'd like to give your information, your contact information again, that would be great.
Yeah, sure. So people can email me at lisa@samana.com, or you can check out my website at www.samana.com, S-E-M-A-N-N-A. Thank you so much, both of you and Solomon, for having me on your show, and extraordinary experience.
It has been for me as well.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. We, you know, having these kinds of conversations is one of my favorite parts of the week.
It is.
As daunting as it is sometimes coming to Saturday after a long work week, it brings me back to the reality that I prefer.
Me too, as well. Absolutely. Yeah. It is powerfully expansive. And I hope for everyone out there it has been as well. And don't forget to check out our website at www.stephanie-banks.com for information on personal readings, private sessions with Solomon, and our upcoming events. To book Solomon or Stephanie as an inspirational speaker, please use the contact page. And thanks again for joining us today, and have a fantastic week.